I'd gone in to cover a night duty for somebody, and the first job of the night was to go to an accident on the A505 between Baldock and Royston. We arrived, the road was partially blocked, and in order to do what we needed to do, I had to close one of the lanes off. So it was in the process of coning off from the grass verge at the side of the road a car came down in lane two and stopped, I guess seeing a police officer in full uniform, police cars in the distance, just panicked. So as I was making eye contact with the driver of that vehicle and getting them to move, another vehicle was coming down in lane one and was just oblivious to what was going on in front of them. As it later transpired, she fixated on the strobe lights on the police car in the distance, didn't see me in full uniform or the car that stopped in lane two. So she bounced off of that stationary vehicle, came across lane one and up the grass verge and hit me between 50 and 55 miles an hour and knocked me into the middle of next week. The last thing I remember was making eye contact with the driver of the vehicle and then bang. Just a split second before that, I heard a screech of tyres. And before I could process what that noise was, that was it. I liken it to somebody letting off an air cannon, a very powerful big air cannon in my face. A sudden bang, very bright lights, and then sort of starburst, glitter, which probably transpired to be the windscreen. And then that sensation of flying through the air in the fetal position, trying to work out what's happened, and at the same time knowing I'm alive.
You've got no control at that stage.
No, I'm completely helpless. And just sort of saying out loud that I don't want to die. The time that this happened, my wife was 3.5 months pregnant, and it was that realization I could die here, and shouting out loud, I don't want to die. My time's not up. And then hitting the floor. And trying to get my breath, I was winded, but conscious again, and going through the motions. I'm a trained police medic, so I started. I guess the training kicked in. I ran my head over, my hands over my head, and knew that it wasn't caved in down my body. I could move my feet in my boots. I knew I wasn't paralysed, but as I ran my hands down my legs, I knew I was in problems. That sudden wet sensation, which turned out to be blood, and then the pain started to kick in. I got in touch with David last year. I, like everyone else, had seen the stuff on the media and was moved by his story. I could relate to seeing a police officer in a hospital bed, scared, confused. David's an amazing guy, very inspirational and very humbling, very down to earth. Like I say, it's only 4 weeks ago that I found out I can do a sort of jog. It's not very pretty to watch, so I apologise to anyone that's going to tune in and watch the marathon. My training to date has been catered to walking, albeit a fast walk, but I'm hoping to do both on the day, and I dare say David's going to push me and vice versa.